Kuiper Belt Productions presents Kingdom by Phil McMurtry. Episode 4. The journey through the wormhole was beyond everybody's expectations, and when Discovery 3020 comes out the other side, they are 6 billion kilometres away from Earth and a mere 1 million kilometres away from the Kuiper Belt, and it will take the ship only a few hours to cover this distance. Meanwhile, the effect on the crew of travelling through the wormhole has been wholly unexpected.
Sarah, you okay?
Not at all.
Me neither. Must have been the effects of that wormhole. It appeared to have had some quantum effect over us relating to time.
I'm confused.
Darling, it's me, Max. You okay? I'm worried about you.
Max! Oh, yes, darling. What happened?
I lost you and myself for a few seconds, although it was the start of my birth, a complete lifetime followed by my life after death. It's all so unexplainable. I'm so confused. I've seen the past, the present, the future, all at once. This is the most bizarre thing I've ever experienced.
Yes, it was the same for me. How on earth could this have happened?
Didn't you hear what I just said a moment ago? I said that the wormhole had a quantum effect on space and time. We appear to have been told a story in our minds about our lives. And life after death is so weird.
Oh, completely weird. I agree.
Don't tell me what you saw. I really don't want to know if it's bad, okay?
How about we only tell the good parts? We both know what happens anyhow. There are no more secrets.
Okay, yeah. You both gained a lot of knowledge. No more secrets.
Come on, let's find out how the rest of the guys on the ship are doing. I guess they're all in the theatre by now.
Okay.
On Discovery's bridge, the crew are disorientated. Some are holding their heads in their hands, and they have yet to realise precisely what they have just achieved.
Is everyone okay?
Captain, the wormhole! It's created some kind
of... time and space distortion or possibly a quantum effect. Look at the video monitors. The Kuiper Belt objects, they're in front of us. Possibly a couple of million kilometres away.
Sorry. I'll scan them using the UDSAS. But hang on, they're computing now. Captain, they're saying 1 million kilometres distance. And we're showing a distance of 6 billion kilometres away from Earth. My God, it's a miracle. It's really worked. It's a miracle.
How long will it take us to get to our destination?
Well, less than 3 hours if we travel at maximum speed.
How fast will we need to travel if we took roughly 8 to 9 hours?
33 kilometres per second.
How much energy will we save by doing this?
Roughly, 65%.
Good. Let's do it then. This will help charge up the 9 shuttles for the mission ahead.
Captain Arrow welcomes the crew.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Supreme Gardens. Today is an innovative day. We have discovered something which actually really exists rather than it just being a concept in someone's imagination. A wormhole. As I said earlier, we miraculously travelled over 3 billion kilometres in just 30 seconds. Perhaps there are more wormholes out there which will be more beneficial than this one. I'm certain that people will start to name them and eventually map them across the entire universe. The universe will now become a smaller place in terms of travelling time. To this success, I therefore propose a toast to everyone on board this ship. Also, Robert Pine, the co-founder of Karma Space Enterprises, Dr. Daniel Scott, who must be honoured for his brilliant creativity of this ship's technology, specifically the IMT and 3TC, ground control, and anyone else who has contributed towards this project. It is truly an outstanding success. Tomorrow, we must embark on a journey to the KBOs to mine for this very special hydrocarbon. 9 groups of 30 crew members are each to assemble and enter their chosen docked shuttle to the mothership. You'll analyse the KBOs and decide which of the asteroids are the best to mine. based on the volume and quality of the hydrocarbons present. Then mine for it, store, and take it back on your shuttle to the mothership, where it shall be stored in a containment room. If it passes all the quality assessments and ground control, we can give it the green light. The ship and each one of you shall be teleported back to Earth as soon as possible. Then, back on Earth, the 9,000 cubic meters of KBO rock shall have the hydrocarbons extracted for them to use in the time machine. You shall then all be paid in full when you reach Earth. All of you are about to be very wealthy people. Ladies and gentlemen, let the party commence!
Discovery 3020 is now stationary with respect to the Kuiper Belt objects, and the work they have travelled so far to do can begin. the extraction of the ore containing the rare hydrocarbons necessary for Dr. Scott's time machine. Today, the shuttles will locate those Kuiper Belt objects which contain the richest hydrocarbons, land on them, and deploy their mining equipment. They will then extract as much of the precious ore as they can. On return to Discovery 3020, the ore will be analysed and, if of sufficiently high quality, stored in preparation for the return of the ship and its crew to Earth.
Is it really time to wake up? Sarah, you awake?
Oh, no, darling. It's time to get up. What time do we need to be at our shuttle stations?
7:45 a.m, unfortunately.
Oh, we'd better get a move on.
Have a good day, darling. Stay in touch with me. If you need me, you know where I am.
I do, and I will. And the same goes for you, of course. See you in 10 hours or so.
See ya. I love you.
By 7:45 a.m, all the shuttle crews have gathered at the shuttle docking station airlocks and begin boarding. Once Max's crew have settled, he runs through the pre-flight checks and then speaks to them.
Folks, we have a rather big mission in front of us. Please find your allocated seats. Stay always strapped in until I ask you to otherwise. This is new territory, flying to these KBOs and landing on them. This is what we've all been training for. I wish you all good luck. Anyone who has an objection to leaving in 2 minutes, please state so now. We're leaving at exactly 8 a.m.
The day's mission is to scan for those KBOs that are rich in hydrocarbons. Once identified, the shuttles will mine for the hydrocarbon ore and then return with their haul to Discovery 3020. Max and his crew depart from Discovery 3020 at 8 a.m. along with the other 8 shuttles, all heading towards the billions of KBOs in this region. Max starts scanning on his computer called COMCO for hydrocarbons.
COMCO, scan for hydrocarbon R.67 on all the KBOs within a 45 degree spherical scan.
Scanning commencing, Max. KBOs discovered. Would you like an output?
Affirmative, COMCO.
Several KBOs with hydrocarbon R.67 discovered in the Alpha 13 sector. Would you like to see the distribution capacity analysis?
Affirmative, COMCO. Output sorted from high to low.
As requested. Would you like to choose your KBO destination based on this output?
Negative, COMCO. Filter for low-risk KBOs with a minimal collision trajectory with another KBO.
Filtering. I only have one destination, I'm afraid. It's Alpha 13, Delta 29. Would you like this to be your destination?
Affirmative, COMCO. Start analysing the orbit and spin off this KBO and synchronise the shuttle to the KBO.
Scanning KBO now. Would you like me to perform any other tasks?
That's it for the moment, COMCO.
We are en route to this KBO now. Estimated travel time, 1 hour and 4 minutes, at a velocity of 10 kilometres per second.
Thanks, COMCO. Oh, one more thing.
Yes, Max?
Contact Sarah Stone, SSP1, over the video net, please.
Contacting. Done.
Hey, you okay, darling?
All okay on this end. Has COMCO chosen a suitable KBO for you?
Yep. Alpha 13, Delta 29. How about you?
We've got a KBO which should enable us to get 100% of our bedrock today.
Really? Where's that?
It's in the Gamma region.
Isn't that a high-risk area?
I guess if something were to happen to the functionality of the shuttle, it could spell a little trouble, but that's really an improbability.
Yeah, well, nothing's impossible, hun. Look, I don't want to influence your decisions and judgment, but wouldn't it be wiser to think about a lower-risk area? I'm in the Alpha sector.
Max, we'll be fine. Stop worrying. These shuttles have been tested and retested multiple times.
Yes, hun, that's true, but only in simulations, not for the real thing. Won't you reconsider?
No, Max. We're on the course now.
If I require your help or that of the others, I'll get in contact with you.
I trust you, hun, but I'm just a little concerned. Don't those KBOs come under the collision with one another categories?
Yes, that's correct. But we've got a full 8 hours on the KBO with a spare 2 hours before any collision. Plenty of time. Stop worrying for the last time. Okay?
Okay. Look, call me if you need me.
I will.
Max pilots his shuttle towards his chosen KBO, and at a distance of 1,000 meters...
Max, do you authorise the deployment of the shuttle's landing pads?
Affirmative, Comco. Please output the status on linear, cylindrical, conical and spherical rotation around the KBO.
Linear, 100% locked onto target. Cylindrical and conical, 100% locked onto target. Spherical, 97% locked onto target. Initiating engine thrusters, 98%, 99%, 100% locked onto target.
Comco, distance from the KBO every 50 metres, please.
Affirmative. Max, I'm observing that you are perspiring more than normal. Shall I blow some cool air onto you?
Negative, Comco. This is what we humans experience. I want to feel the adrenaline.
100 metres. 50 metres.
Comco, what's the engine thruster status?
On full thrust, Max. Permission to fix ship to KBO?
Granted, Comco.
Shuttle fastened to KBO with only a 50 micron relative movement. Permission to switch off engines?
Granted, Comco. Well done. Comco, status of the hydrocarbon quality. Scan, please.
Spectrometer showing a 100% match to all periodic elements, plus the three unknown elements, alpha, beta and gamma. Permission to drill for hydrocarbon bedrock and initiate conveyor belt.
Granted, Comco.
Can all crew members please get into their respective positions? We've got a few hours on this KBO before we reach 60% of the required volume capacity. Enjoy the ride, fellas. Keep me posted at all stages. First 30-minute meal in 3 hours' time from now.
Max's crew take up their allocated roles and commence analysing, storing and rejecting samples. The containment facility starts to get slowly filled up with hydrocarbon-bearing bedrock, and 5 hours later, they have filled 60% of their storage capacity.
Max, 60% volume capacity target reached. Permission to retract drill?
Granted, Comco.
Crew members? We've reached our target, but we shall not be mining any more bedrock today. We're on our way back to the Discovery 3020. Come on now, let's get off this godforsaken rock. Tomorrow, we shall mine for the rest of the bedrock. News is just in that everyone else is on target with their bedrock mining capacities.
Comco, please video net Sarah.
Contact made with Sarah Stone.
Hey, hun, how's it going?
Good. We're still mining until 7.
7? Are you kidding me? That only gives you an hour until the other KBO collides with your KBO at 8 o'clock. That's too tight, Sarah. Please start wrapping up by 6 o'clock at the latest.
Oh, Max. You always worry too much.
And for good reasons. You know you're a risk taker. Some risks are calculated. This risk is madness. Please listen to me.
I'll see how it's all going at 6 o'clock, okay?
Make sure you do. Stay in touch with me.
I will. I love you, Max. See ya.
See ya. Love you too. Comco, time of travel remaining.
37 minutes.
Max and his crew have completed their return to Discovery 3020 and have begun to unwind. But Max is becoming increasingly concerned as he hasn't heard from Sarah as agreed. It is now 6:30, and he calls her over the video net.
Hun, my God, I was worried. Is everything okay? Video net is stating errors.
Max, is that you? Oh, we're in a lot of trouble.
Sarah, what is it?
Our engines are showing malfunctions since 6 o'clock. That's why our video net is down too. I did listen to you, but I couldn't communicate with you. Oh, Max, I'm so scared.
Oh, Sarah. Okay, keep calm. How many crew members on board your shuttle?
Including myself, exactly 30. Why?
It's now 6:30 and we've got approximately an hour and a half to get away before the other KBO collides with your KBO. Look, you're going to have to leave the shuttle behind. Going to have to IMT everyone back to the mothership. You got no choice. Look, listen, for once in your life, what's the IMT teleporting time per person?
Hang on. Oh, our Conco is stating 7 minutes. Oh my God, Max. That's a total of 210 minutes. We've only got 90 minutes. Oh, Max, I'm really scared now.
Right, hang on, look. Right, if I travel from the mothership using my shuttle's engine boosters, I can get to roughly halfway between where you are and where the mothership is located within 10 minutes. That way you can teleport everyone to Discovery in roughly half the time, indirectly using my shuttle as a kind of catapult. It's still not good enough. I'm going to have to travel to a minimum of 70% of the way so that you can teleport each crew member in 2.5 minutes, right? I'm moving now. Stay calm. Inform your crew what's happening and start teleporting a few before I get to the mothership. The less we have to deal with later, the better.
Okay, Max. Please come soon. I really love you.
I'm on my way. Comco, go to emergency mode.
Emergency mode activated. Where would you like to travel to?
85% of the way to Sarah Stone's shuttle location.
Warning, Max. This is within the collision course of the oncoming KBO, where Sarah's shuttle is located. This is potential suicide. Are you certain?
Conco, I've never been so certain in my entire life. The love of my life is on board that shuttle. Initiate engines now.
All strapped in. Initiated.
Max's shuttle covers 85% of the distance in 15 minutes. He now gives the coordinates to Sarah so she can enter them into the IMT teleportation pod on board her shuttle. She is fighting against time now, teleporting all of her crew back to Discovery 3020, and she is the last on board.
Sarah, it's only 3 minutes until the KBO hits this KBO. Please IMT to Max's coordinates in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Upload initiated. Is anyone on board? This is Comco speaking. Anyone here? No. It's been a pleasure serving you on this shuttle. Collision with KBO in 7 seconds. Sarah's teleportation upload completion in 5, 4. Collision in 5 seconds. Sarah's teleportation completion in 3, 2, 1. Upload complete. Collision in 2, 1 seconds.
Comco, give me the teleportation status. God, the KBOs have collided. Good Lord, it's creating a nuclear explosion. Comco, initiate the emergency mode back to the mothership, now!
The explosion causes no damage to Max's shuttle as he races to return to Discovery 3020, where he rushes down to the IMT pod on board the mothership.
Sarah?
Max! Oh, Max! I am so sorry!
Oh, Sarah, it's okay. You're safe. We're safe. Okay.
Oh, I'm in a lot of trouble. I've lost the shuttle. I put my crew in a life-threatening situation, and because of my actions, you could have died today as well. Oh, I'm such an idiot.
Hun, you just misjudged the situation. Badly. You obviously lost focus. Let's see what the council has to say about this, okay?
I may as well kiss my career goodbye. I'm finished.
Look, you made a mistake choosing that particular KBO. Anybody could have done the same thing, but it's not your fault that your engines malfunctioned. That really was unexpected, yeah? You could have lowered the risk, which would have not put you into that situation, but you're in this situation and we both have to deal with it as best we can, yeah? The shuttle's lost. Yes, it's millions of pounds, but I'm sure the insurance will cover it. Not great for the insurance premiums, mind you. Although this is a tragedy from a financial perspective, there's lessons that we've learnt. And no one died in this incident. Let's wait for the council's outcome. Plus, you're very lucky Captain John Arrow has the utmost respect for you, so he'll be on your side and try and understand it from your perspective.
Sarah and Max have been summoned to the boardroom for a hearing into the recent events.
It's okay, Sarah. They'll listen to your story. Go on into the council's quarters. You first.
I'm frightened, Max. What if they hang me out to dry?
You gotta face the music sometime. This whole event has happened, so come on now. The sooner we get this over and done with, the sooner we'll know their outcome and final decision.
Thank you for attending this hearing. I'm sure that, like us, you may have questions as well. We shall commence with the cross-examination initially, and then you shall have your time for questions, followed by a 60-minute recess where the council shall decide. We shall then cascade that decision to you today. Is everything clear?
Yes, I guess.
Good. So, first question, why did you choose this particular KBO to mine?
I performed a space scan, and the computer came up with 10 options.
10 options? Why didn't you pick any of the other 9 KBOs?
Well, the scanner was showing that this particular KBO had the most abundant hydrocarbon quantities and quality that we were searching for, and we could have mined for 100% of it in one day.
What were the other 9 stating?
From my records, between 90 and 99% of the full quantities.
And were these KBOs on collision courses with the other KBOs?
Some of them were, yes.
Some of them. So that means some were not on collision courses with other KBOs. Is that correct?
To the best of my knowledge, that's not the case.
To the best of your knowledge. Sarah, we've scanned your data sheets and there were 2 KBOs that didn't have collision trajectories at all. How could you miss this?
I guess I just missed that.
Not only did you miss that, but you also missed the fact that you were putting your crew under a life-threatening situation, albeit unintentional, but nevertheless, you missed that and didn't account for an engine malfunction, even if there was a very small chance of it happening.
Yes, mistakes were made, but although you were correct about those mistakes, who is to blame for the engine's malfunctioning? Is that my error or the engineer's?
There are more questions for Sarah, and then the tribunal retires to consider their verdict. They reconvene an hour later, and Captain Arrow returns with a sealed envelope.
Sarah, the council and I have taken all of your points into consideration, looked at the risks, training, time of departure, engineering maintenance, and more factors. Our decision is final, and should you feel as though this decision is an unfair one, then you are entitled to a retrial later. You may be accompanied by another member of staff. In this case, it shall be your husband. Sarah Jane Stone, we find that you were grossly negligent towards both your crew and yourself. Considering the situation you incited, we are demoting you down to an administrative role which shall be enforced for the next 2 to 3 years. We do not hold you responsible for the engine's malfunction. Otherwise, we would have had to enforce this for a further period of 3 years. On top of this, due to the amount of financial loss, you shall lose 90% of your salary when you get back to Earth.
2 years? Really? Are you all serious? Well, I suppose you all think that I should be grateful for your decision, huh?
Sarah, stop. The council's made their decision and you've got to respect it. It's tough, but you're just going to have to put it down to experience.
A bad one.
Sarah,
We know that you may find this decision difficult and you are obviously feeling very emotional, but it's final. Like I said, you are entitled to challenge it within 2 months of this date. We thank you for coming and we all wish you the very best for your future. Thank you.
This is so unfair, Max. If the engines had not malfunctioned...
Leave it, Sarah. Now's not the...
I can't accept this, Max. Don't you see? There's got to be a way.
Oh, Sarah, what's done is done. It's over.
No, Max. This isn't over. Not by a long chalk.
First time I met you, so honest and true, I'll always recall in my mind. Beautiful nature, you offered a real cure. You're funny and thoughtful in my life. A passionate girl, a spiritual world, intelligent dog by my side. Emotional thinker, romantic in nature, I really will love you all my life.
We'll be right back.
That was episode 4 of Kingdom by Phil McMurtry. Max Stone was played by Alistair Dunn and Sarah Stone by Hilary Horton. Captain John Arrow was played by Bob Finch and Jason Burns by Christopher Sheldrick. The computer was Thomas Horton and the narrator was Alec Newman. Studio production was by Phil McMurtry and the programme was directed by Robert Finch. This has been a Kuiper Belt production.